We are joined right now by our sports director, wonderful man, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, who we didn't have our guy Greg Finley in here yesterday or on Sunday putting in all the Steelers audio. So Jeff, you just do everything. Jeff, weren't you the Odyssey Employee of the Month? I think you were.
Yes, he was.
I think you were.
How about those Buckeyes?
Oh, don't do that.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I thought we. Wow. I thought we were off air.
Wow.
My bad.
All right, we're starting right in, aren't we?
I mean, just slide a second earlier, Jeff, maybe. I don't know. All right, Mike Tomlin's press conference.
Listen, when you got an average quarterback, you're not going to win a natty.
Wow.
Wow.
Jeff saying that, that's legit.
All right, I didn't expect this conversation to go in this direction. If Eli Holstein were Ohio State's quarterback, are they winning a national championship?
They got a lot better chance. They had a lot better chance. They've got all the tools around the quarterback.
No doubt.
Yes, they do.
It's a big payroll.
What if they had Garrett Green? Never mind. Jeff Hathorn with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, Mike Tomlin's press conference today at noon. Do you agree that he no longer can hide behind the Russell Wilson injury status? Do you think he names a guy today?
I think he's going to use the weak play out. Let's let the week play out for us. I don't think he's going to make any definitive call today. The thing that he might do different is instead of saying we go forward to start the week with Justin, maybe he opens that up. This is tricky. I mean, we discuss it all the time. You can imagine what the internal meetings are like. I mean, they're 4-2. They're tied for first in the division. He's shown some flashes. He's a younger guy. Potentially could be your quarterback, but he's left the door ajar. Who says that, by the way?
Right.
To allow thoughts of what if this could be even better with Russ? You guys heard from Arthur Smith from last week, the intangibles with Justin. No drama, works hard, gets along with the guys, no social media crap. Like he's just the perfect person to have in that position from a coach's standpoint. Does that play into this or not? It's not to say Russ wouldn't be that, a good guy to work with as a starting quarterback, but man, there's so many factors that go into this. And you probably also got to gauge the team. Like, what are they going to think about potentially pulling a guy that was 4-2?
Jeff, what do you think the right decision is? What would you do?
I can see the reasoning to look at Russ, but I think when you're 4-2, you've ridden with the guy. I think you stay with that until it's just horrid. Or, we saw two losses in a row. I think you see maybe a really bad performance, and I think that opens the door. You've got a guy that's played 13 years in the league and won a Super Bowl, ready to be there if Justin were to really fail.
Unfair question forthcoming, Jeff, and you have 4 seconds notice. We haven't seen Russell Wilson yet, really, in a Steelers uniform, preseason practice notwithstanding. If he had been the quarterback these first 6 games, what do you think the record would be?
Probably pretty similar, I would guess. But I don't know. Like you said, we've only seen him in practice limited times. He throws a great deep ball. He does have a lot of leadership skills. Given some of the injuries they've had and the fact that there's, one receiver that's consistent, probably pretty similar. But you know what? Here's the big thing where I look at Justin is 5 rushing touchdowns. Leads the NFL. His legs have mattered. They mattered Sunday. They mattered at other times in games. You don't get that with Russ.
See, like, I'm really in the position where if you do start Russ, that doesn't mean that Fields has to be benched. Like, I still think that you could use him. Not a 2-quarterback system, but, like, he is your best offensive player. I think we all can agree. He's been the best offensive player. He's been the best athlete on the field, game in and game out. You could still use a guy like that. Like, it doesn't mean that if Justin Fields doesn't start that he's just, he's going to have a clipboard.
Right. Well, I mean, red zone is the one that obviously pops up. the dual threat he provides in the red zone. Then again, Russ was really good in the red zone last year for Denver. So, and if a quarterback's on a roll, you march down the field, do you take him out? Like, that's kind of a weird thing. But to your point, Dornan, like, there could be situations you bring him in, even as a decoy, and defense has got to think, even if you split him out wide, you know, you bring him in motion. You got defenses thinking about a whole lot of things that could be going on.
In one of your previous answers, Jeff, you referenced, okay, you pulled Justin and you put in Russ. What does that do to the locker room? Based on your off-the-record conversations, do you think there would be people that would be miffed on behalf of Fields?
You know, I think they like them both. I do. I think there's enough respect for Russ that I don't know that there would be a complete, like, what are we doing here? But it's an interesting call. Like, you really have to know that room. From what we gather, again, I think they, if they were to sit down and talk about it as a team, they would probably understand what Russ is going through. Like, this sucks. This guy came in, he was our starting quarterback all during OTAs and minicamp, and he was going to be at training camp. Then he wasn't, but then he came back, and then we were ready to ride with him, and then it was Justin. But then we got at stadiums with Justin. I mean, it's difficult. What makes it such a great topic is you could argue each side. The thing is, you just don't know what Russ could do. He could be some of the bad we saw in Denver. And then what if you lose a couple of games against New York, games that were winnable games because you tried out Russ and it didn't work, and now you're 4-4, and with a huge part of the schedule coming up, did you shoot yourselves in the foot for a playoff potential this season?
Jeff, do you anticipate Alex Highsmith or Cordarrelle Patterson to be full participants this week and be back from injury?
Patterson started limited work. I think there's a potential for, and if you look at some of the other moves, you know, Ogundeji got released, so they probably feel pretty confident in Alex. So I think Alex is close. It's always tricky with a groin injury because one little other push, and then you could start that cycle over again. But I feel good with Alex. We haven't seen Cordarrelle on the field at all last week. Yeah, I mean, he didn't practice at all. So I'm not feeling great about this one, but you know, Patterson's a new Steeler, so we're trying to figure out, like, how much can he go from not practicing all right into full? Was it just a week of sitting down? But I think of those two, Highsmith definitely has the better shot.
Jeff, appreciate the time. As always, sorry about the Ohio State slander. Seemed unfair.
No, hey, you lose the game, you're fair game.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.
They don't lose a lot of games.
No.
You got to get them in when you can.
Yeah, well, they don't win all the time either.
Which team has a better record, Pitt or Ohio State?
Hmm.
Boy, if Penn State had not come back in that game, the amount of trash talk from this side of the state to the other side of the state, I was kind of looking forward to that.
So was
week. I really was.
I really was.
That would have been something. There's only one 6-0 Power 4 team in the state, and it ain't in State College.
Well, yeah, we got our own airport. Bang.
Bang.